Now is the time that we observe the Lord's table together as a body. We use this time, as Scripture commands, as a sober reminder of and a proclamation of the body and the blood sacrificed by Jesus on the cross. In order to aid us in our remembrance this morning, please turn with me to Romans chapter 3. We'll be in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 this morning. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Paul, addressing the Roman believers, writes, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus." We're all unique. We're all different. In this building, we have a significant variety of cultural backgrounds, socioeconomic backgrounds, different ethnicities, different church backgrounds. We have hundreds of distinct individuals sitting here. No two alike. And we have all sorts of distinctions that we could make. In fact, this is the context of these verses that I just read. Paul was writing within the context of a major societal distinction within his day, specifically distinctions between Jews and Gentiles. Those two people groups had very little in common. And Paul's Jewish audience would likely see almost nothing but distinctions between them. However, despite those differences, despite those distinctions, Paul wrote in verse 23 that in one way, there was no distinction between them. And in that same way, there is no distinction between any of us. Look around you. Look at your neighbor. Whatever it is that sets you apart, whatever it is that makes you different, unique, you are exactly the same as your neighbor in this one way, perhaps others. You are exactly the same as your neighbor in that you have sinned, and your sin has caused you to fall short of God's standard of perfection. God requires absolute, perfect holiness, and none of us meet that standard. Understanding the similarity that we all have, we're all sinners, and none of us meet God's standard, we must also understand what makes some of us, hopefully many of us, different. And this difference, again, has nothing to do with where you came from or how you grew up. There is a distinction among us in that, despite every single one of us falling short of God's standard, some of us, again, hopefully many of us, have been justified by God. We have been saved by God. And Christian, your salvation is not because you are intrinsically better than your unsaved neighbor. Again, it's not because of how you grew up, your church background, or anything else about you. Paul explains it more in verse 24. He says that your justification is entirely a gift. Paul clarifies that this gift is entirely by God's grace. Again, nothing to do with any intrinsic goodness. And lastly, it is through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. This gracious gift of redemption could only be accomplished through the death of Jesus. If you are trusting in anything other than Jesus for your salvation, or anything in addition to Jesus for your salvation, then you have no salvation. Christian, Jesus' body was crushed. His blood was shed for you. And what do we bring to the table to make us deserving of this justification? Well, it's the same thing the non-believer does. We bring filthy, unworthy sin. This gracious gift from God, accomplished by the death of Jesus on the cross, is entirely undeserved. Only Jesus can rescue you from the punishment which your sin requires. If you are not a Christian, or if you aren't sure that you are, know that your church history, your moral history, your family history, they have nothing to do with whether or not you meet God's standard. I know that you haven't met God's standard yourself. You cannot possibly meet God's standard outside of accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If this is you, I implore you, confess and believe. Confess and believe in Jesus who died on the cross. Confess and believe in God who is gracious to forgive you. And if you have any questions about this, feel free to speak with me or one of the elders or whoever brought you. But if you will not submit yourself to God at this time, we do ask that you allow the bread and the juice to pass as it comes by. as this is a time for believers to celebrate what Jesus accomplished on the cross for us. And believers, the same blood that cleansed you continues to cleanse you. The same gracious God who forgave you in justification continues to forgive you in your sanctification. Examine your life, and if in your examination you find any unconfessed sin, confess it to your gracious God who will forgive you, who has forgiven you and will forgive you. And believers, after you examine yourself and confess sin as necessary, meditate on the gracious gift of God, which is only yours because of the body and the blood shed by Jesus on the cross. And take the bread and the juice as your heart is prepared.